Hello guys, welcome to Stories from the Heart. Wally, welcome to Stories from the Heart. Today, we are going to be talking about money urgency. So I released a snippet asking what people think about money urgency. And basically, today I have a money coach with me. His name is Wally. Wally, please say hi and introduce yourself.
Hello everyone listening. My name is Wally Omotayo. I am a financial advisor, so I guess the money coach is right. but I'm more of a business coach, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Kate.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you very much. So today, I'm just going to hit the nail on the head and start asking you questions.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so first of all, in your own word, please define money.
Money. Okay. Yep. I think the best way is to say money is a tool to acquire time and resources.
Can you break that down for us?
Okay. So, okay, time. Because like when you have money, you can save on time. Because you can use other people's time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, resources is like you can buy stuff. Pretty much.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Personally, I think money is the tool for exchange. Like, I give you money, you give me money. Money is part of our daily lives. Like, we can't do without money. That's just the truth.
Right.
Because everything we need to acquire, we have to use money to acquire them. So, yes. So, what is your opinion on debt?
On debt?
Yes.
That's a good question. Debt. I think that debt can be useful, right? I think it can be useful, but I think that the way people use debt is like, that's why we say it's a bad thing.
How is it useful though? I'm trying to understand.
Okay. I mean, for instance, right? I don't know how this works in Nigeria, but if you want to get a house in the West, okay, you're not going to pay the $800,000 cash. No way you're going to do that. So what you do is you go to a bank and then you ask them to finance the house for you. So basically you get into debt so you can acquire the house. But the house also appreciates. So you can see that you have an asset, but you bought it on, you see, like a debt kind of thing.
Do you know, personally, I feel like debt is like something very big. Like, why would you be owing people? Like... Basically, when I opened my Google, when I was thinking of like what to like ask and all that, when I opened and I typed money urgency, first thing I saw was like a loan app. I'm like, how?
Loan app?
Yeah, I saw a loan app. I'm like, how? Okay, so like in Nigeria, it's a thing to collect loan. Like, it's a thing. Like, people owe very well. Like, there's this stuff they call LAPO. I think it's a bank, a microfinance bank.
Yeah.
So people collect debt very, very much. Like, at the end of the day, if you don't pay, like, they send out your picture and your number. I feel like this person is owing us. So, like, I feel like it's a bad thing. But the way you explained it now, it makes so much sense. Like, it's also, it has its good influence and bad influence.
Exactly.
I feel like, okay, when it's bad, it's like when you're doing it too much, when it now becomes like a thing for you to like always be acquiring debt. And while you're acquiring that debt, you're not even using the money to get something that can be meaningful to you. You're just using it to like enjoy life or something.
Right. Oh, exactly. Then that's what I mean, that the way people use debt is why it's like looked as, oh wow, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go and put yourself inside wahala. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But really, truly, like really and truly, debt is just like, how do I say now? Someone is borrowing you so you can go out and make more money. Because at the end of the day, right? Like you said, we exchange money, but really we're actually selling money, because money is supposed to give us more money. So basically, someone gives you money, and then use that money to go and make more money, and then give them back what they gave you, maybe with a little bit of interest. That's the whole point of debt. So like people
misuse it, abuse it. So is there anything like getting urgent money? saying like urgent money.
Urgent money, like is it like fast money?
Quick yes, money, like yes, stuff? Like fast money. Saying anything like that.
Hmm. Okay, like okay, I see what you mean. You know that's a tricky question. I had mm-hmm. you know Ty Lopez?
Mm-mm.
Okay, yeah, this influencer guy, right? But he said this quote, and I think that makes so much sense. He says, money does not flow downhill like a stream. It flows mm-hmm. uphill. So if you start getting money, money's not going to be coming fast.
Yeah.
You actually have the more money you make, mm-hmm. how do I say now? To acquire that same amount of money, it will take less time, but mm-hmm. it's not going to take less effort.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're actually going to have to increase your effort.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As more money you make, so mm-hmm. no, it's not gonna come fast in that sense. Like, oh, you get, it's like it starts getting easy. Like you're getting no, except that's yeah, that kind of what you were asking in a way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. That's okay. So, have you ever had a cash crisis?
Wait, I mean, you're broke? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
How many times?
like Safa hits you very well.
Oh, man. Too much. Too freaking much, man. Too
so, much. How were you able to handle it?
I'll say honestly, like, the grace of God. Okay, that's the first one.
Yeah.
But, like, it's honestly just to be calm. Really. Mm. Really. Like, you have to ask, how did you even get into that crisis? Like, is it
because
you know what I mean? Is it like you don't have like
backup funds?
Yeah. Exactly. That's the best thing to ask him. How did I get into this crisis?
Yeah,
so if you go into the crisis by being stupid, then of course you don't want to keep being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to stay calm. That's the biggest thing. Stay calm and mm-hmm. just honestly think creatively. I know it sounds mm-hmm. crazy, like think creatively. No, think creatively. Mm-hmm. You get yourself out of the pickle. You know what I mean?
No, really. Oh, well, okay. So there are things called emergency fund.
Hmm.
Do you have an emergency fund?
Yes, I do. That's savings, no?
Yeah, that's savings, but like
savings.
Some people can't touch their savings, some people, but there's this particular one that you have kept that you're like, no, this one I'm not touching mm-hmm. this one.
Have you ever
done that, or do you have an emergency fund?
Yeah, I've done that. I actually used to do that, but what I find is that stuff doesn't last.
Mm.
How do you even go about your saving, like
exactly,
you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's another question I wanted to ask. Like, how do you save? How do you save smartly? Like,
yeah. Great question. And honestly, I think this will help someone, because if you're like me, then like you were not having any savings at all for a long
time. I swear for real.
Swear. Do you actually save? Do you have any ideas of saving yourself?
I'm not a very good saver.
Hmm. Okay. So maybe this tip will help you too.
Yes.
Okay. So the best thing I found, right? First mm-hmm. of all, you need to save in percentages. In fact, your whole money, any money you're acquiring, mm-hmm. you should have like what it's doing. Money is not just to come and sit down. It's supposed to be used to, of course, save and give you more, make more money for you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now, you need to have the amounts that you always spend. And typically, you should not spend more than 20% of the money that comes in. Like literally all the money you're spending on the free stuff, food, all that stuff should not be more than 20%. Right?
Okay.
But this is a better way to look at it. All your bills, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You always save a percentage of that every money you get. So let's say that every month you have like, what would it be naira now? Let's say every month you have like 20,000 naira worth of bills, hard bills, that doesn't change every month.
Yeah.
Right. So let's say you make 100,000 naira every month. Don't attack me. I don't know.
No, some people actually do make that. Don't worry. Oh, continue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. I'm not in red zone. But let's say you make 100,000 naira. You have 20,000 naira mm-hmm. monthly bills. Mm-hmm. So every time you get paid that 100,000 naira, you mm-hmm. must save a percentage of your monthly bills. right? So let's say, for instance, you get 1,000 naira this month. Mm-hmm. You save, 2 months of monthly bills out of that. So you're saving 40,000 naira towards your bills. The next month, you do it again. So you can see how quickly you're going to acquire a pile of money that just goes towards your monthly bills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you have another percentage again for your saving, just your that emergency funds you talked about.
Yeah.
That's where it comes in. They also say, out of this 100,000 naira, I'm going to be saving 10,000 naira towards my emergency funds that I don't touch every paycheck. Right? Okay. And then, of course, you do it every paycheck. You just save. And very, very soon, you've acquired, you have a stockpile. And you put them in separate accounts. You never want them to be in your same account you're spending with.
Exactly. Right. I think that's the problem with me, because I just have one account that I put all my money in, and then before I do it, I'm always using it for subs. Before I do it, I'm so even 1 year to finish the subscription, I it's just crazy. It's just really crazy. It's been a struggle, actually. It's been a struggle to actually learn how to save, because I'm like, how if I need money now,
you just dip into those phones.
I'll just go and collect it. I can't even. But I feel like you should be strict with yourself. That's another thing. Strict. You have to have discipline, money discipline.
Right. How strict though? How strict do you feel you need to be?
50%.
Okay. How do you quantify that, madam?
Well, you know how people want to spend, like 100% spending, like if I get this money now, I just want to buy the latest things. I feel like that same way you want to spend, that's the same way you should be strict with your savings.
Okay.
If you want to spend, you should also know how to save, because at the end of the day, when you finish spending everything, what will you fall back to? Do you understand?
Of course.
This thing I'm saying, I'm not even applying.
Jesus.
It's crazy because I'm not applying it to myself. I know this thing though, but it's a struggle.
Right, it's the action, right?
Exactly. That's why I said discipline, money discipline. Just need... when everybody around you is spending, you'll be forced to spend. You don't have anybody that is tapping you and saying, Are you saving? Do you have
that's why you need to automate it? You need to automate it, you need to automate your saving. It's not something you decide you take decision out of the equation completely. So when you decide that one time that I must save this percentage of my paycheck, you go in your bank, you tell your bank, hey, take this amount every time I get paid. Or, you basically automate it. You don't decide to, be saving when you get paid. You see what I'm saying? That's the only way to happen.
Okay, I get you. Okay. Would you rather be a saver or a spender?
That question is mad. Oh, wow. I would say a spender.
Okay. So you don't want to save, you want to spend.
Okay, see, when you say spend, am I spending on stupid stuff, or I'm just spending in general?
You're just spending in general.
Then spending all the way.
Yeah.
I'll be spending on things that will make me smarter, make me more money, as I'm doing it.
Okay, that's not bad. Well, the thing is that, there are these stuffs that they do. Like you said, using money to acquire more money. There are a lot of stuff that they do, freelancing now. I be affiliate marketing.
Oh yes.
I wanted to learn affiliate marketing. But when I saw they were paying a certain amount to learn, I'm learning this thing because I don't have money. How am I supposed to pay for? And it was 60 something thousand naira. And I'm like, how? I'm trying to make money, so how where am I going to get the money to pay for this? At that point, I don't even know what to do again. It just feels like everybody wants to collect, but that's
collect money.
That's actually the truth. You have to spend money to get money. That's just how life is. That's just how life is. Not going to change, but then as human beings, we'll always be questioning, is this thing real? Will I actually make money from while people are cashing out for me too? You're still asking questions. It's just It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
You're hitting the nail on the head. You're hitting the nail on the damn head. Like, no, really, that's so true. Because I think we always try to focus on the people who failed. Oh, why did this people fail? Why did they learn it too? Now, why did they not succeed?
Exactly. But like,
we can take the same strategy and look at the people who won. What did they do to win? How did they go about that?
And then
listen to those people.
Thank you. Well, have you ever borrowed money from a friend or family member?
Okay, yeah, the family member, of course. But crazy enough, though, I've actually never borrowed money from a friend.
Why?
That's a good question. I don't even know, honestly. It just feels like, I don't know. I've never done that.
Friends will come and hold your neck and exactly. But family will remain family. So do you think it's wise to actually borrow money from friends and family?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Can you explain this term, premature withdrawal and breaking of fixed deposits?
Premature withdrawal and breaking of feet?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never heard of those terms.
You haven't?
Can you give me like maybe a little more about it? You know?
Okay, like withdrawing your money when it has not reached like a certain amount, like you already set a limit for yourself, and you are withdrawing it when it has not reached that particular amount.
Oh, okay. So is it like you invested the money and it's like growing and then you now take it out?
Yes, you now take it out. Yeah, because before it has reached.
I don't. Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. But I know, of course, people do that all the time, right? They just like, for whatever reason, they need the money. They take it out before it's. I never advise to do that.
Okay. Would you rather do that or borrow?
I would borrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How can you prioritize your bills?
Prioritize your bills. I mean, I didn't already prioritize. If they're automated, right? Mm-hmm. Your bills come in every month without like you just take it from your account, then they're already a priority.
Well, so, I don't think they do that in Nigeria here, so.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so you have to like literally get paid now?
Yes, now you go and pay.
Oh.
You will go and pay that
bill. You can't escape, I feel that.
So, how do you prioritize your bill?
Okay, it's actually that's a good question. This just goes back to what we're talking about. So, like, first of all, if your bills are more than how much you make a month, and a lot of people have that problem, like, there's only one thing you need to do. You need to get a higher paying job. Okay. So let's not assume that you don't have that problem and your bills are just less than what you earn. The moment you get paid, you send all your bills to a different account. Like the amount of your bills, you send it to a different account. That's the only way to prioritize it. If you keep it in the same account and be like, oh, I'm just going to be spending until I reach the amount and they won't touch it. Like, has that ever worked for you?
Mm-mm.
Exactly. So don't do it. Just take it to a different account. And you do that every paycheck. Whatever is left, you can spend it or you can save out of it. You know what I mean?
Thank you. That's smart. Okay. What steps can we take to get out of debt?
What steps can you take to go get out of debt?
Mm-hmm.
Without like borrowing, getting
without,
more.
No, without that. You're trying to get out of it. So, what steps do you take to get out of the situation?
Okay. So, are you assuming this person is not working?
No, you. Let's use working and not working, but it will be very hard if you're not working. Because you still borrow. Exactly.
Okay. Okay, if you are working, then you prioritize the debt. But this is the thing though. Most debt has interest, right? So if it's a high interest debt, like something like a credit card, that's a high interest, right? Of course you always want to prioritize the high interest first. I even tell you this. You can literally like remove the priority from your bills and prioritize the debt, high interest debt, more. Okay. Because if you don't, I mean, that's the debt that grows. Your bills, mm-hmm. they don't really grow. They'll just tell you, hey, they'll keep hammering you, come on, pay.
Yes,
but those ones don't really have interest, right? Maybe late fee. But yeah, high interest debt, always prioritize that. And that's how you go about it. That's how you go about it. You put a certain percentage to pay that every paycheck. But never your whole paycheck. You never use your whole paycheck to pay debt, ever.
Exactly. That's not even wise.
At all.
That's not wise. Mm. Okay. Why should we save money? Why should we save money?
Are you not tired of being broke? Like that's the best reason to save money. Like, and you're going to, at some point, you're not going to be able to walk.
Yeah, true.
Like, I think a lot of people forget, like, yo, you're not going to be this agile, moving person like your whole life. At some point, you're going to actually be old and you're going to need people to take care of you. And let's be real. Let's be freaking real. We're going into the age where people are just like, nobody really has time to go and like take care of people for free. You know what I'm saying? So you are going to actually need to pay people to do it. And that's why you've saved money so you can do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you don't want to go broke. Nobody ever wants to go broke. But like, what do we do? What do we do to even make this money? What do we do? Apart from working.
What do we do to make the money apart from working?
Like, I don't want to work. I just want to sit down. I'm here in my phone giving me notifications. Like, we bring you the money.
Right. Just sit down in your house, sit down in the couch, money coming in.
Exactly.
Not doing anything.
That's the life I want, really.
I feel you can actually have that life though, really. You can.
How?
When you go to bed at night.
Oh my god. So there's no way for people that just want to sit down and be hearing notifications of
like
alerts coming.
Like, what are you cooking? Like, what are you making in your house? Like, what are you eating that you're thinking these thoughts? Impossible. Oh, okay. That's impossible. Sorry.
It's crazy. Okay. For students that are not working here, what way can they possibly generate income? Because I think it's very hard for students that are not working, because you always you're always depending on your parents' money.
Yes.
And when your parents don't have this money or don't give you, it's a problem for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give to students that are relying on their parents' money?
I guess that's a good question. You know, I know something I'm realizing though, right? Is that maybe it's because of this Western system, there's income security. Not in the sense that there's always money, but you can always go and get a job and you have like per hour pay. They don't have that in Nigeria, right?
They don't know. We don't. I think that's a very big problem.
Actually, I don't think it's a problem.
Why? Why would you say
that? Oh, it's actually like a blessing.
For real?
Right? Because it's a good thing that you're actually talking about this, is because when like we're in Nigeria, right, and you come to this Western country and you have all this our income, if you are not like very, very, you're not very sharp or wise, you're going to become very, very lazy, comfortable. And just like that, your life will go downhill because you're never going to rise above that $15 per hour. It plagues everyone in this country. But what we have is that when we are back home, we have to start hustling from young. We have to start looking for how we want to make money, how we want to advertise ourselves, market ourselves. So we come with that same mindset to this country. And then that's why we see that immigrants are always the richest in the Western country. You know what I mean? So that's why it's a blessing. So now if you're a student and of course you want to like just find a way to make money, the best advice I can give you is to go find a network marketing company. I'll just tell you right now, that's the best thing you can do, because you're going to learn some skills that people don't learn their whole life, which is like marketing yourself, sales, talking to people, influence, right? And most network marketing companies don't take too long. They don't take too much to get in, really. So that's the best thing you can do, because the other option is to go and find someone to work for and they'll pay you salary. You can't. They won't give you part time job.
I swear. No. They won't.
Exactly.
It won't. It's crazy because all we have is like salary earners. And it's crazy because at the end of the month, you're not, what they're even paying you is not really tangible. It can't really solve half of your problems. Like, how can you be right now, dollar is way higher than naira, and they're paying you 20k at the end of the month. What do you want to use
20k?
Bro, it's crazy. What do you want to use 20k for? I mean, is it for Gary?
That's nuts. Like, that makes no damn sense. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Like, the struggle is real. Mm-hmm. Really, really real.
What kind of job gets you that 20k though?
Sales girl, cleaner. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, and it's very difficult to get jobs around here. So, just connection. If you want a higher pay job, you have to have connection. I don't even think your skills don't even pay you that much. That's just the truth. Like, your skills don't pay you that much. Dozens. It's when you have people that don't even have enough skills, that ones making like millions of nairas, and you're just there with your
and what
skills.
Are they doing? What are they doing?
Guy. Mostly it's government. Position.
Of course.
Like, all of you are just sitting down here. All that we are smart, we don't have to speak English. We're not there. It's crazy, actually. It's crazy.
Shit. So, it's connections, right? Connection is the biggest thing.
Yeah, connection in Nigeria. Connection is it. It's a very big thing for us. Oh, well, Wale, this is the end. Do you have any other things to say?
Yeah, okay. I just want to add this last part if anyone is listening. So I think everything Kate said is very eye-opening. I want to say maybe it's just because I'm under a rock or something. But yeah, all that stuff is very eye-opening. But the best thing I can say is that there is like there's bigger. You can actually achieve a lot more than you think. And the best thing you can do is to just dream bigger. I know it sounds cliche, like dream bigger. No, because if I'm telling you, just think more about that goal that you want.
So we've heard it from our money coach. I really hope you guys learned a thing or two from this episode. Stay tuned for more episodes on Stories from the Heart. Thank you guys. Love you. Bye.